Brian Compton from NHL.com joins us. Brian, you know, a lot of people out west, we don't see the Rangers often enough. Is Derek Stepan a legit number one center?
You know, he's probably a 1B, I think, at the end of the day, but he's such a good two-way center that, you know, that kind of gets lost in the shuffle about how good guys have to be in their own end, especially in this metropolitan division now. You just look across the board, all the talented centermen that there are. You know, a guy like Derek Stepan is obviously very valuable to the Rangers, who, you know, are built from the cage out. And when you're strong as they are up the middle, and, you know, as Lundqvist is obviously the face of the franchise, but Stepan is so crucial to what the Rangers want to do and how they want to play. And then you look at the contract that Ryan O'Reilly received from Buffalo, and I thought what Stepan got was a pretty fair deal.
And Stepan definitely, I think, takes more of the tough assignments compared to Brassard.
Oh, no question. Brassard is more the offensive guy, and you know, he's going to get points by accident just playing with Rick Nash. Stepan, he scores crucial goals, though. We saw it against Washington in that Game 7. So, you know, is he ever going to be a 35-40 goal guy? More likely than not, that's not going to be the case. But, like I said, a lot of his game revolves around the defensive end. He's a very talented two-way centerman.
I was looking at his ice time, surprised. Like, he's only playing 18 minutes a game. Right? Do you think, and I know Lane Vigneault, when he had the Sedins, he didn't overuse them, right? But he also, you know, had those guys in offensive situations a lot more than defensive. Is Stepan a guy you think that can contribute the same if he upped his minutes?
Yeah, I think he could probably put a few more pucks in that with some more ice time. AV's obviously a guy who loves to roll four lines. You know, he relies on guys like Dominic Moore as well. So, you know, whether or not Oscar Lindberg makes the team this year remains to be seen. He's another guy who's obviously banging on the NHL door. So, you know, Stepan doesn't have to play 25 minutes a game. There's enough guys there combined with the quality defense that they have. You don't have to rely too heavily on them. And when you have Hank back there as well. So, AV obviously has a lot of options, so there's no reason to run Stepan into the ground.
Looking at the Rangers, I think they barely have any cap space left. They've got their backup now in Antti Raanta. You know, they've got seven defensemen on NHL contracts, and right now they've got 14 forwards. They can pick one of Luke Adam or Brian Gibbons. But do you think they could even carry? Like, I was crunching the numbers. I don't even know if they could carry 23 all the time based on the contracts they have right now. We might see them just carry 22 for a long stretch.
It's possible. They could also, there's been a lot of talk about possibly dealing Kevin Kline if they have to. That would relieve him of about almost $3 million. So they have that option as well. Whether or not they waive Tanner Glass, that remains to be seen. So Jeff Gorton's pretty good at what he does. I know he's only been the GM, quote unquote, for a few weeks here, but he's been crunching the numbers for the Rangers for quite some time. He'll figure this out. I think, you know, they could go with 22 for a bit. Dylan McIlrath is another guy they gave a one-way contract to. First round pick from 2010. He's still trying to make the team full time. So curious to see how training camp plays out for sure.
McIlrath is now 23 years of age, and a lot of people felt like, I think it's safe to say it's not his fault, but he was drafted earlier than he should have been that year in the draft. Where is he at in his development? Has he shown signs that he could break in to become a regular NHLer, or does he still have a ways to go?
I spoke to Jeff Bukaboom about it a few weeks ago. Bukaboom is the assistant in Hartford, obviously. He has worked closely with Dylan since he was drafted. He said he had a very slow start for whatever reason, and then he came on really strong in the second half. He helped Hartford go on a really long run in the Calder Cup playoffs. So for me, at least as far as his time with the Rangers organization is concerned, it's now or never for him. It's going to be very tough to crack that top six with the guys that they have. So the key is going to be whether or not they trade Kline before camp starts. If they don't, the idea that McIlrath's going to make the team is pretty far-fetched, so I'm curious to see how that plays out.
Brian Compton joins us. Brian, the Rangers with Nash and Stepan, Brassard, Zuccarello, they made a few changes. Kevin Hayes, of course, in the fold now. Victor Stahlberg, Emerson Edom. Where do you see those? Like, if you start to have fun and mock lines up, where do you see those three playing?
You know what? I think the biggest thing for me is if Stahlberg or Edom can take the place of Carl Hagelin, who I think the Rangers are really, really going to miss. He did everything for that hockey team. He was never really, you know, the 25-goal guy that they envisioned, but he did have 17 goals in back-to-back seasons. So, and when you combine that with just his speed and his ability to kill penalties, Carl Hagelin was all over the ice more than off the Rangers. He did so many different things for them. So, you know, Edom's a guy who hasn't really put it all together at the NHL level just yet. He's an AV type of player. He is fast. He has good hands. But he's really got to have a big year for the Rangers if they're going to build off what they've accomplished over these last couple of years. And Stahlberg's obviously another guy who maybe just needs a change of scenery. Things in Nashville just didn't work out the way the Predators envisioned.
Yeah, Emerson Edom clearly has the speed to replace what they lost, you know, but he hasn't shown, you know, the consistent finishing ability. The Rangers overall, Rick Nash, obviously a very good skater. You know, Brassard, same thing. Zuccarello. They're not a team that necessarily lacks speed, and I'm not sure there's necessarily any weakness on their team, but they didn't get back to the Stanley Cup final. So if there's an area you feel they need to be better at this year than they were last, what is it?
Finishing. I mean, that's just it's finishing, really. I mean, Nash was really the only guy who finished on a consistent basis, at least up until mid-February. I think Nash had something like 37 goals by the middle of February, and then he really tailed off and it carried on into the playoffs. So they've got to find some guys who can finish. I mean, when you take into consideration that Hagelin's gone, Marty St. Louis, who had 21 goals, he's gone. They've got to find some of these younger kids. Kevin Hayes has to continue to evolve. I really like what I saw from him more often than not. I think he's more serviceable for them on the wing than at center. He didn't win a lot of faceoffs, but you know, these guys, whether it's Edom or Jesper Fast, he has to prove that he can score at this level. Stahlberg has to bounce back here in New York. So they have a lot of questions. They really do going into this season. Can they score enough goals? Because we know how fast they are. We know how good the defense is. We know how great Henrik Lundqvist is. Can they score enough goals to maintain what they've accomplished over these last few years? I think it's a fair question. It's one that we're going to find out.
Even with the significant injury that Lundqvist had, he still started 46 games, Brian. He has started a ton of hockey games, you know, the last few seasons in New York, really ever since he came in 05, 06. He's only 33 years of age, so he's not an old guy by any stretch. But do you see them looking at Ranta, and even if Lundqvist is healthy, saying, man, we would like him to maybe start as many as 25?
It's possible. I think Ranta is a quality backup, and it was a really good move for the Rangers after losing Talbot. You're essentially getting the same player for half the price. So, you'd like Hank to be 100% come playoff time. I think it was kind of a blessing in disguise, as ridiculous as that sounds, that injury, because the gas gauge was on F when the playoffs started, really. So, Ranta is obviously a pretty good player. I would like to see him play a little bit more. You're right, just so Hank is 100% come play out there. But Hank loves to be in there every night. So I would think 25 is a little bit much, but certainly you want Hank to be 1,000% when the playoffs roll around.
Brian, I appreciate it. Quickly, for fun, who do you think signs the one defenseman that most people are surprised Mr. Franson is still available?
Yeah, I think Boston. That just seems to be the popular opinion. Obviously, with Dougie Hamilton gone, they're going to need another righty shot in there if they want to compete for a playoff spot. I think that's, for me, that's a pretty significant drop-off, but they've got to at least try to convince their fans that they're still trying to make a playoff push. I think once they traded Hamilton, they said internally that they want to rebuild. But for me, if you're going to rebuild, Hamilton is so young, he's the guy you build around. So that trade was a little puzzling to me. But I would be surprised if Franson doesn't end up in Boston.
Brian, appreciate the rundown. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.